Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Derek. I'm conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. And let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed in?
I guess dissatisfied.
Excuse me?
I guess dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, when thinking about these issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning it's not an important issue to you, 10 meaning it's very important issue to you. Now, I'm going to read out some a couple of them on a scale from 0 to 10. The first one is K-12 education.
Probably a 5.
5. And jobs and wages?
10.
10. And inflation and the cost of living?
10.
And criminal justice reform?
8.
8. Okay. Abortion rights?
5.
5. And crime and violence?
5.
Voting rights?
10.
And reproductive freedom?
You said reproductive freedom?
Yeah, reproductive freedom.
5.
And students' loan debt?
10.
And student loan debt? Is it 10?
Yep, 10.
Oh, okay. Let me see. And healthcare?
5.
5. Immigration?
10.
And climate change?
8.
What is it?
8.
8. And democracy?
You said what?
Democracy.
Seven.
And racism and discrimination?
9. 9.
Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. That's a long way off. So something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as a distance now, how likely are you to vote 2024? November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning that you're not likely to vote, or 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
10. And what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You're registered. Okay. Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
98.
Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's.
Bachelor degree. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make the change on issues that matter to you? Please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning that your vote has no power at all, 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
5? How much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
Probably about a five.
Fine. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations' issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
We can say, like, 7.
7. And Donald Trump?
5.
5. The Republican Party?
5.
And Joe Biden?
6.
What was it?
A 6.
6. And the Democratic Party?
5.
And Kamala Harris?
5. 6.
6. Now, I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't. Currently, right now, I know you didn't mention this, but I figure it might be good for your data. The taxes.
What?
The taxes are just really high for me right now. So my sole decision, my taxes. My taxes are very, very, very high. I'm losing way too much of my check to taxes. So my biggest deal that's probably going to be the deal breaker is going to be my finances. So, you know, got a family, got to do that. So whoever can get my taxes down. I know that we've got other, you know, everybody needs help and this, that, and the other, but I feel like a big piece of data that I think you need is to understand that most of the people that I work with or talk to or anybody on the street, everyone's just very upset with the amount of money that's coming out of their check. And the taxpayer, it's just overlooked right now, the person that's paying for the tax credit and all this stuff. And nobody's given the taxpayer a break.
Yes, I understand.
I'm a younger person. For instance, I'm paying Social Security that I'm probably not even going to get, but I can't get an opt-out for it. If I could get an opt-out for Social Security, I could probably buy my first house for me and my family. But no one really, those are the issues that really, like, I don't want people on Social Security to be out, but at the same time, you know, I feel like everyone, you know, we could have our own retirement plan, different things like that. So whichever candidate lowers my taxes, it's going to be them.
But in your own words, you would say, like, you're not, you're like undecided right now, or?
Yeah, completely.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose, from who would you vote?
I can't say right now. I'm really, I haven't seen Kamala Harris' tax plan yet.
Okay.
I haven't really got figures down. So until I get those, like I said, it's really going to be income-based. Whoever drops my taxes at the end of the day.
That'll be undecided right now. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your House representative, Democratic candidate or Republican candidate? Or are you still undecided?
Probably more like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of split down the middle. But, the financial thing this year.
Okay. But this is for the U.S. Congress elections.
Yeah. It's really going to come down to it. I just got to make sure no one's going to raise my taxes.
Okay.
So I have to kind of see how, I hear some stuff out there. They're always trying to come up with a new tax somewhere. So I just have to be careful. I can't, I normally vote Democratic, but I literally cannot afford, any type of like raises in my taxes or anything like that. So it that's where the issue this is going to come in.
Okay. I'd be undecided also.
Yep.
Now, if you had to choose from who would you vote, Democratic candidate, Republican, or undecided? So.
Undecided.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Give me the options again.
Much worse, worse, no change, better, much better. That'll be like the last, back to the last 4 years.
Gotta say neutral on that one. I don't know whichever one you want to put for neutral, but that's kind of like in the middle. Cause I got a better job, but that wasn't because like, I went back to school and did some other stuff and got a better job, but, I'm just not happy with the tax rate, the current inflation right now. So it's kind of hard to kind of do that.
So you would be like much better or better?
I can't answer that one. I'm not much better or better.
Or no change. No change. I could put no change.
Yeah.
You're like, no, neutral. Now, thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, or most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
The majority of the people that I'm around vote.
Or do they vote?